From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A sea snail with spider-like abilities. Sounds like a sci-fi movie monster. But the creature recently discovered in the Florida Keys is causing some very real anxiety for scientists, worried that it could become a particularly troublesome exotic invader. With us in the studio is reporter Jenny Stiletovich. She covers environmental issues for the Miami Herald. Jen, what is this snail and where was it found?
So this is a worm snail, which we have a native species in the Atlantic, but they think this one was an invasive species from the Pacific. It was found on a ship that was scuttled as part of an artificial reef off the Florida Keys, off Key West. Scientists first discovered a handful in 2014. They went back 19 months later, and the deck of the ship was covered with hundreds of them.
They've had to do some detective work about how exactly it got there. Do they have any clues as to how it ended up there?
Like other invasive species, it probably came aboard another ship. It could have been in ballast water. It could have been attached to the hull of the ship and dropped off and landed, you know, on this sunken ship and basically set up shop.
Pretty much a stowaway.
Yes.
Now, I've seen pictures of this thing, and it doesn't look like a typical coiled snail with a pretty shell. It actually resembles a PVC pipe. What is it about the snail's life cycle and abilities that makes it a threat?
So, first of all, it reproduces, as they discovered, quite quickly, and so it can colonize and cover a large area. The other thing that it does is basically the way it eats. It, like you said, it has spider-like qualities. It uses its mucus gland to create, it basically shoots like a snotty-like tendons out into the water.
Did you just say snotty?
I said snot. to form basically a net or to catch other fish, to catch its prey. It's a filter feeder. And the fear is that it's eating native fish that help reefs survive. And in its native range, they think there are some basically like toxins in this mucus that keep the fish away from the reef.
South Florida has many invasive species, and one way that wildlife experts pretty much deal with lionfish or Burmese pythons is to declare open hunting season on a number of them. So what are scientists doing to make sure that this snail does not spread further?
So first of all, they want to confirm that it is indeed an invasive species and not some deep water snail that they're seeing for the first time on these wrecks, which are a lot of open real estate and were clean before they were sunk. So not a lot of stuff is growing on them, although things are taking over. Once they confirm that it's invasive, then they'll go to the regulatory agencies and figure out what to do. Right now, they've only found it on this one ship, but they are asking divers to keep an eye out. It could be in other places, and there's just not enough scientists looking for it or divers looking for it. So they definitely want people to, if they see the snail, report it.
Now, on a more positive note, some developments in the Florida Keys pertaining to this really grisly parasite, this flesh eater that's been targeting key deer. What did we discover this week?
U.S. Fish and Wildlife announced that it has been 90 days since they have detected a New World screwworm fly, which was causing the outbreak. It's this gross little fly that basically eats live tissue. And with that window of time elapsed, they feel like they can declare victory.
So good news for those little key deer.
Yes. So they'll stop releasing sterile flies to control the outbreak and stop giving medicine to the key deer and let them go back to living their lives.
We've been talking with reporter Jenny Stiletovich. She covers environmental issues for the Miami Herald. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.